Hello, everyone. Happy birthday. Whose birthday? The history of Persia's, of course. Now, technically, the actual anniversary of me launching the podcast and uploading the first few episodes was around 11:30 last night, but today is the anniversary of the first full day with the podcast up and running. 1 year ago today, I spent a couple of hours in Washington Reagan Airport drinking overpriced beer and plastering the history of Persia's launch all over every form of social media I knew how to use. In that first 24 hours, 32 people listened to the introduction, or at least the intro started 32 times. I'm sure I could call almost every single one of those people by name. Of those 32, only 9 stuck it out to episode 3 on the first day. And some of them skipped episode 2. 12 months later, the History of Persia podcast, with all episodes combined, has been played over 160,000 times. Episode 1, Assyrians and Setting the Stage, has been played over 11,000 times alone. There are a little more than 3,000 of you who tune in within a week of each release, and about another 2,000 of you catching up so far as I can tell. Needless to say, I am completely blown away. When I sat down and wrote out a few scripts on Cyrus the Great in fall of 2018, I had absolutely no expectations. I was filling a pretty small niche I was interested in for myself. And here we are a year later, and apparently there are 5,000 other people following along this journey with me. Thank you all so much. I really just can't express my gratitude for the support and interest I have received over this past year. Many podcasts do a special episode or bonus for their birthday. Unfortunately, that's not quite what I have planned. I don't have a special topic or theme planned just for this anniversary, but have no fear, I do have a different set of podcast gifts planned. Recently, I've been working on a couple of guest appearances on other podcasts to talk about Achaemenid Persia in the movies. One of those will be with Cameron Buzar-Jamari of the Sweating the Small Stuff podcast, and the other will be with Derek of the Hellenistic Age podcast, who you've heard from at the beginning of one of the episodes before. I'll make more announcements about the content and the release dates as they develop. Also, in lieu of a real birthday episode, I'm dropping 2 episodes tomorrow to finish up the Grand Tour series. It turns out that Assyria was an even bigger process than I expected, so I've just elected to take my time and do back-to-back episodes this week. That leads me to another announcement. I'm changing the release schedule, just a little bit. It will still be every 2 weeks. It's just that the last few episodes have released on Thursday. I have more regular access to the recording studio on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I just seem to get more done on this schedule. So from now on, new episodes will drop every other Thursday officially, instead of this chronic delay from Tuesday. I also want to take an opportunity to ask you all for your support. If you make it through 4 of these big long tour episodes, I can only assume that you actually like the podcast. The absolute best way you can support the show is by helping it grow. Share the show and your favorite episodes on social media, or even just tell your real-life friends, which is a novel concept, I know. On Instagram and Facebook, I'm the History of Persia Podcast, and on Twitter, it's just @HistoryofPersia. Please like, share, subscribe, all of that stuff. Believe it or not, it really is the best thing you can do to help an online format like this get more listeners and get more people interested. I also ask that anybody who wants to, please leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or even Facebook. I always really appreciate those and have just been blown away by everyone who has left these ridiculous and flattering reviews. I have not done as good a job at actually addressing these reviews as some of my podcasting colleagues, and that's sort of my next year's resolution for one of the things I want to do for this show, is actually shout out sometimes when you guys leave reviews. For now, for all of the reviews that have already been left, I just want to say thank you so much. Some of them are incredibly surprising and flattering. Any comparison to Mike Duncan or Dan Carlin is completely ridiculous, and I really don't believe you. You can also support the show financially in a variety of ways. Podcasting has a whole bunch of costs associated with it, mostly recording equipment and research materials, but also things like web hosting and a domain name, most of which are covered by some very generous listeners. On the regular website, historyofpersiapodcast.com, you can head over to the support page and find all of my Amazon affiliate links. Buying books from my bibliography page for yourself also supports the show in the same way if you click on the links on the bibliography page itself. And if you're feeling really extravagant, you can even send me books, too. I've linked a couple of Amazon wish lists on the support page with books I want to use for researching the show. Of course, the primary way you can support the History of Persia financially is through Patreon. Patreon subscribers get access to a variety of benefits like an ad-free podcast feed, bonus episodes, and History of Persia stickers, depending on what tier you sign up for. Recent bonus episodes include one on the Bronze Age city of Ugarit, my take on Zack Snyder's 300 film, the arms and armor of the Persian Empire, and an upcoming episode on Sir Henry Rawlinson and the Behistun inscription. You can find all of that at patreon.com/historyofpersia, and as it happens, I'm only one listener away from 50 amazing and generous patrons, and while I haven't set any official goals on the Patreon page, I'll have to find some way to celebrate that 50-person milestone. So thank you everyone for getting me through my first amazing year of the History of Persia. I look forward to many more ahead of us. After this first year, we've barely covered the first century of the Achaemenid Empire's history, and my goal is to make it to 700 AD by the end of this podcast, so there really is lots to look forward to. Again, thank you all so much for your interest, your support, and just for listening to The History of Persia.